Thanks for coming tonight, not only just coming to our worship time together on a Sunday afternoon, but also coming here to support our graduating high school seniors in the milestone that they are at right now. And so thank you for being here for that. So I do want to say just a brief word. I just have just a little bit of something to say tonight, especially toward our high school graduating seniors. But never fear, this is not an excuse if you're not in that life stage to check out of the sermon tonight, because what I want to share with our graduating seniors is also, I think, some very practical advice that really we could all take to heart as we face any transition in life. So, you know, there's all kinds of transitions. It's not just graduating high school. We face transitions in life at different milestones throughout our journey here. And so I really think that these three little pieces of advice could probably be applied to any of those transitions, although I'm going to be speaking especially to our seniors tonight. So thank you for being here to honor them. And with that said, let me just address them tonight. I think in some ways, high school graduation is kind of the point where you become an official adult. You're kind of transitioning from being under the direction and guidance of your parents to launching out on your own. And I'm just going to tell you, because a lot of us in this room have been where you now are, that you're going to mess up. And you're going to make mistakes. You're going to have to adapt along the way. There's going to be some pain. There's going to be some heartache. And there will be disappointments. But the good news is there'll be victories too. And there'll be seasons of great joy and accomplishment. But graduating from high school and emerging into doing this adult thing, there is a bit of a steep learning curve at this point in time. And so as you, high school graduating seniors, prepare to launch into adulthood, I have three little short pieces of advice for you as you venture into the world. Number one, plans and dreams change, but God doesn't. You are entering into a pressure cooker. The demands that are going to be placed upon you as high school graduating seniors are great. The demand is like this. There's demand coming from every direction for you to appear like you're successful, to appear confident all the time that you know what you're doing as you launch into this. And that pressure can be excruciating. Well, the pressure is going to be intensified with the well-intentioned question that everybody's going to ask you, and they mean well when they do. I might even ask you the question. But the pressure will be intensified when all these people come up to you and say, "Now, what are your plans?" As if you're not thinking about that 24/7 and just stressed out about it anyway, let me ask you yet again, what are your plans? And you're going to feel the pressure to perform, to meet everybody's expectations of you. So here's where the encouragement comes that I want to give you. Even if your plans flop, you think you got it figured out and you know exactly what you're going to do, you know what your major is, you know what your field you're going to go into, what job you're going to take, and it just completely takes a complete turn in the other direction, and everything that you had planned completely just dematerializes in your face. Even if that happens, God's vision for you is secure. Take comfort and confidence in that. God is still sure of who you are, so much so that He sent His Son to die for you. So lean into Him for your confidence. Isaiah 46:9 and 10 says essentially this: God is speaking through the prophet, and he says, "Only I can tell you the future before it happens." God knows. So lean into him. Plans and dreams change, but God doesn't. Number two, a degree is optional, but your integrity and your maturity are not. We're living in a culture where increasingly the world says to you that if you want to be successful, if you want to get a good job, if you want to be able to provide for your family, then there is a prerequisite, and that is you need to have a college diploma for you to be successful. And don't get me wrong, education is a blessing, and I'm a strong proponent of it. And it provides great opportunities that otherwise you might not have. So while you're pursuing, if you choose to, pursue advanced education, remember this: there is something more important than that education or your future work, and that is your soul. Don't sacrifice your soul's health or your integrity and character as a person on the altar of materialism and success. Jesus put it this way in Mark 8. What benefit is it to you if you gain the whole world but lose your soul? So a degree is optional. Probably a good option, but it is optional. But your integrity and your maturity, those are not things that you should consider to be optional. Thirdly, the world is going to tug at your heart. So get ready and stand firm. When you head off to college or head off to trade school or the workforce, you are going to encounter a whole new world and a whole new level of peer pressure like you have never experienced before. You're entering into a season where the commitments that you've made as far as the person that you are and your integrity are going to be severely tested. But what you're about to encounter is nothing new. Now, it's new to you, but it's nothing new. Many of us in this room here tonight, your parents, your grandparents, people sitting across the aisle from you, many of us in this room have been there, and we're here to help you. Many of us right here, right now, have questioned our faith while in college, in a philosophy class or a biology class. Many of us in this room have been tempted to throw away our integrity and reputation because of sexual temptation on the college scene. Many of us right here in this room have made lots of mistakes when we entered into where you're about to enter. But we learned to rebound and to recover. We found redemption and we found healing. So do not assume that we don't understand what you're facing when you face it. We have been there and we understand. So make use of those that have gone before you. Talk to your parents. And if you feel like you can't talk to them, come to one of us, one of the ministers here, one of the elders here, a Bible class teacher, a deacon, an older, respected Christian that you love and respect. Because the world is going to tug at your heart. But stand firm. Those are the three pieces of advice that I have. Plan and dreams, they change, but God doesn't. Secondly, a degree is optional, but integrity and maturity are not. And thirdly, the world's going to tug at your heart, so stand firm. I wondered as I thought about these comments tonight. Oh, by the way, on that last one, that the world's going to tug at your heart. Proverbs 12:15 says that the way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise person asks for advice. So if you're wise, you won't just try to chart these difficulties on your own, but you will seek out wise counsel and wise advice from people that have been where you've been through the tugging of the world, but they have stood firm in their faith and their integrity. So, finally, I wonder what the wisest piece of advice is that I could give you tonight. As I thought about that, I thought, well, what if tonight, instead of me talking to you, we somehow could have invited for this speech or for the commencement speech that you maybe are about to hear. What would if we could invite the wisest person who ever lived to give a commencement speech or a baccalaureate speech or even here tonight, what would the wisest person who's ever lived say to you? What would King Solomon, who the Bible says was the wisest to ever live, what would he say is the key to success in your life? We're not left to guess. I know what he would say. He says it in Proverbs 9 and verse 10. The most important thing to know is this: the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all knowledge. So as you go out and gain knowledge of this world, knowledge about a career or a trade that you're going to pursue, as you go out and you face the world to gain all of this knowledge that's at your fingertips, take the advice of the smartest person who's ever lived and be smart and start with fearing the Lord. That's where true knowledge is found. You got to start there. So good luck, and remember, we're always here for you. Tonight, we've kind of talked about doing life and living life, and I'll just kind of close these comments with saying, if anybody, regardless of what stage of life you're in or what transition you may be encountering in your life, that is the place to start, is the fear of the Lord. And so do you have that healthy respect of putting the Lord first in your life and all of the decisions and dealings that you face? If you're not putting Him first, we would really encourage you to think seriously about a reorientation of life. We're all trying to do that here. Nobody's got it perfectly figured out, but we're pursuing it. We're pursuing following Christ and serving God. And so if we can help you in any way, maybe you just need an encouraging word or a prayer, or maybe you just need a little bit of guidance or a little bit of advice. You need some counsel. Well, there's lots of people that have been living that Christian life that know what it's like to have the world tug at your heart. And we'd love to give you any help that we can from the Word of God and point you in that direction. If we can help you in that way, if you're ready to devote your life to Christ because you're on the precipice of entering a new transition of life and you know you need to start on the right foot with giving your life fully to Jesus, maybe you need prayers to recommit your life to Christ tonight, we can do that right now. Or maybe you say, you know, I've been in church or I've been around church things, but I've never really taken the step of making Jesus the Lord and the Savior of my life. And if that's the case for you, we want to help you tonight. Tonight would be a great night to just take the plunge and to surrender fully to Jesus in repentance, in belief, in confession, in baptism. If we can help you, just let us know what we can do as we stand and sing.